Right. Then the Brisa says, V'yotze bo mishum simcha, V'yen yotze bo mishum chagiga. Hey, it's in the case when you're bringing your toida on Yom Tov, you bring it on Yom Tov. So it says, if you according to Reb Shimon holds, you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. According to Reb Shimon, holds you're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. So on Sukkot itself, you can bring a carbon toida, carbon shlamim, but you should know you're not mekayim yechayiv of shal mechagiga, but you are mekayim the inyan of simchas Yom Tov. And when you eat that meat on Yom Tov, l'maisa it's meat from a carbon, so you're mekayim mitzvah simchas Yom Tov. But v'yeinu yotze bo mishum chagiga, you're not mekayim mitzvah chagiga. For the Gemara Pshita, for sure not. Avadi not mekayim mitzvah shal mechagiga. Why? Because davar shebechayvu, it's a chayv, there's a chiv upon a person to bring a shal mechagiga on Yom Tov. And the klal is v'chol tov v'shebechayv. Any time you have a chayv, a chiv to bring a carbon, you should know ein bo ela min achulin. You're only allowed to bring the animal that has to be a chulin animal. It has to start out not kachim, and now you take the animal when you matish it. Harezu hegdish lekover the shal mechagiga. Harezu shal mechagiga. But here, that first you matish this animal for your carbon chagiga. You had a chayv to bring a carbon toida. So you said this carbon should be a carbon toida. Now you want to bring it on Yom Tov and say, this should also be Yotze my Chayiv Shalom Chagiga, nothing doing, because the animal is not a chulin, it's a kachim ready, it's a carbon toida, and you can't bring a Chayiv from another Chayiv, it has to be a chulin. So Chayiv Ma'ab Shita, so what's your Chiddush here? So Mar says, like Tzricha, the Chiddush here is, the Yafagav de Porish, you explained when you made the Hegdish at the beginning, Kedeboyi Minei Reb Shimon Ben Lokish Reb Yechon. Like Reb Shimon Ben Lokish asked the question from Reb Yechon. Yes, Lakish asked Rabbi Yechon, and what's going to be? Ha'omer, somebody says, Hare yolai toida v'eitza bo yedei chagiga. Right away, the same second he said, this animal should be my carbon toida, I'm also saying, and I want to also be eitza my chayiv of shalom chagiga with this animal. Together. So Adkan, we're talking about, first you made it for toida, and now you want to also use it for shalom chagiga. That for sure is no good. But what about here? At one time, the Vasachas is saying both. He's saying this carbon should be a carbon toida and a shalom chagiga. Or else somebody says, Hareni Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, V'yagalach mimoyis, v'agaleach mimoyis maisesheni. And in order to bring, to get a haircut at the end, in order he has to bring his kabonis, a Nazir has a chayiv to bring three kabonis, so we need to take the money to buy the carbon. Usually Avad, you have to take money of chulin. Here he says right away, I want to take the money for maisesheni. So, Sama Zoi, you can't use the Maisa Sheni. But here, Vishas, you made yourself into a Neder, a Nazir, right away you said, I want to use the money from a Maisa Sheni. What's the Halacha? Mao. So, Amalei, Rabbi Yechon answered back, Nader, you made a Neder, this animal now is a carbon toida, you're a Nazir, you're not Mekayim Shal Mechagiga with it. Now, that's the Chiddush here also. Even though you said, Bavasachas, this should be a toida, and I should be a Shal Mechagiga, nothing doing. Since you said first it should be a toida, that's what it is. And now it's a chayiv. You can't be yaitz, so you are the chayiv of a shal mechagiga with this. Nazir, in the case that you said I want to be a nazir and use the money for maaseh sheni to buy my kabbonis, nothing doing. Nazir, you're a nazir. V'yeinu megaleach, you're not allowed to use that money to buy your kabbonis with. It says losh megaleach means take the haircut. But it doesn't only mean the haircut. It means the day you bring your kabbonis, you say you take a haircut. But I mean to say, the Nazir has a chayv like any other Nazir. He has to, when he finishes his Naziris, he has to bring the three kabbonis. From which money does he buy the carbon? From money chulin, regular money. You're not allowed to use the money of Maisa Sheni to buy it. So that's the Chiddush here also, of the end of the price of Blessed Reb Shimon. To say that you're not mekayim mitzvah chagiga with this toida, even in the case that at the same time, when you made it for carbon toida, right away you also said it should be a shal mechagiga. But you can't do two in one. The first thing you said, that's what it is. And the Mela, you're not Mekan, you mitzvah Shal Mechagigon, you have to bring another one. Right. Hahu Gavra, there was a person, Diyomalahu, he told to his friend, Havulei Arba Meyazuzi. He told his own servant, give this person $400, Leploini, give my friend Reuven $400, Ulanasi Brati. And I also want Reuven to marry my daughter. So Chura, the Shailer is, did he make a Tanai or not? Like, really what he wants to do is he wants this person to marry his daughter. So he's paying him off. I'm giving you $400 and go marry my daughter. So Amra Papa, Papa says, Arba Meya Shokel. This person has the right to keep the $400. Because first you said, give him $400, and then you said he should marry my daughter. Obrata, now your daughter, Iboi Nosif, if the person wants to table of Rocha, very good. Iboi, if he wants to though, loy nosif, he doesn't have to marry him. In other words, you did not make a real tanai. You gave him the money first. And then you said you want him to marry your daughter. So one thing is not telling the other one. So therefore, the person has the right to keep the money. You gave it to him for a present. And about marrying the daughter, if he wants to, yes, not. So Mara says, Taima, what's the reason for this? The Yama, because the person first said, Hovule, give him the money. And then he said, Lo Nosif. Then he said, to marry my daughter. But what would have been if he would have said the opposite way? Avo, but, Yama, if he would have said, Le Nosif, I want you to marry my daughter. For Hovule, and now I'll even give you $400. Then for sure we say, I only mean to give you this present, this $400, if you marry her. Inosim shokel. If you marry my daughter, then you have a right to take the $400. V'loi, but if you don't, loi nosim, if you don't marry my daughter, loi shokel. Then you don't have a right to take the money. In other words, if you made it tonight, that I want you to marry, and on this condition I'll give you the $400, so Mele, if you don't marry her, you don't have a right to get the $400. But in the first case that you did not say a loshen tonight, he has a right to keep the $400. Yosef Meremer, Meremer was sitting down, Okomo lo shmaitato, he said over this learning, Mishmei Denafshin, name of his own name, he said it over. Shrashi, Mishmei Denafshin, the whole Shmei Rashi, Tiyoyim Reya Lai Toida, V'yetze Bo Yidei Chagiga, the Gemara before we had the Lashin was, Rav Shlokesh, yes, Rav Yechanin. So he says no, Mishmei Denafshin means, Lo Yom Leib Lashin Boi, Elo Melavorm, he didn't ask it for a question, he just said it right away, that Oymer, Hareya Lai Toida, V'yetze Bo Yidei Chagiga, if somebody says, I want to bring the korban toida, and with this korban toida, I want to be also yaitz my chayv and korban chagiga. Hareini nazar, I want to be a nazar. Galach was mazsheni nazar ben a nazar. V'yena megalech. He just said clearly that the loch is you can't be yaitz shalom chagiga, and you can't use the money of mazsheni. You have to bring money of chulin. So again, Yosem Remer Meimer sat down to komul hashmeid to mishmeid nafshi. Said over in his own name, and not b'teretz akashin teretz. He just said it right out. Omle Ravina l'mreima. So Ravina said to Remeima, also you hochi masnitzalo. That's the way you learned it. You said it yourself, and not the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Anan, we should know. We learned it like we had before. That Rabbi Yechanan Rishlokish asked a question from Rabbi Yechanan. Right. Tony Tona came with Rabbi Yitzchak. A Tana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. Bar Abba, that the pasuk says va'yakre ve'so'ilo va'yase kemishpat. You should bring the korban eilo and bring it kemishpat, like a law. Now, which law does it mean? Kemishpat eilos nedova. The same way it says by eilos nedova, also here, which is talking about eilos choyv. We'll soon see. Rashi says vayakir v'soilo eilos yemei shmini shemluyim. We're talking about the eighth day of yemei meluyim. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day they put up the mishkan. Shehit la kosav al Aaron. The Torah put upon Aaron Akoyin choyv, a special choyv liyoyim for this day. Kachlucho ego ben botel achatis v'ayel liyoyla. Tamim. Torah gave them a new chayiv to bring a carbon oila today. You have to bring a special ayel for a carbon oila on this shmini shel yemei meluyim. On the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day they put up the Mishkan, there was a new chayiv. Aaron has to bring a carbon oila. This is called an oilas chayiv. Now the pasuk says again, vayakriv as oila, bring a carbon oila, vayasa kemishpat, and do this carbon oila like a mishpat of another carbon. So what does it mean, another carbon? The Gemara says, kemishpat oil nedava. Let's learn out this oilas chayiv from the passion by Yikra of Eulas Nedova. What does it mean to teach us? Lima to teach us, Al Eulas Chayva, that whenever there's a Chiv upon you to bring a carbon early, you should know, Sheatuna Smicha. The Bailam, the owner, also has to make a Smicha. He has to put his two hands on top of the head of the animal with all his might on top of the animal. In other words, even though, where does the Torah say the Mitzvah Smicha? It only says at the beginning of Ayikra by Eulas Nedova. By a carbon oilas nedava, shalman nedava, that's what the Torah says, the chi of smicha. By a carbon oilas chay, we have to bring the Torah to chay. The Torah doesn't say anywhere the mitzvah smicha. So here, this writer, this Tana is learning it out, yes, that even a carbon oilas chayva, like here by the Yimei Meluyim, when Aaron had a chayv to bring a special carbon oila, the Pasuk is teaching us that that carbon oila also has a chiyuv to bring, make a smicha on it. How do we know it? Because the Pasuk says, v'yasa kemishpat. Do this carbon oila like a mishpat of a nedava. So the Gemara says now, so this Tana is set in front of Rabbi Yitzchak. So the Gemara says, Omele, Rabbi Yitzchak told back to him, the Omele Chamani, know who this Tana is going like. This Tana holds like Beis Shammai. This Tana that holds You have to have a special pasuk to learn out Olas Chayva, to say it needs a smicha. From Olas Nadava, it goes according to Beis Shammai. The Leigamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nadava. That just like Beis Shammai holds, you do not learn out one carbon from another carbon. In other words, Shalmei Chayva, he holds, you don't know it needs a smicha. You don't learn out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nadava. That's what we had in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we had a Shalmei Chagiga on Yomtif. Even Beis Shammai is Moedah, you're allowed to bring the carbon on Yomtif. Shalmei Chagiga, it's a chayv to bring today, so you're allowed to bring the carbon today. Still, our Mishnah says, Beis Shammai says about the smicha, nothing doing, you're not allowed to do the smicha today. Why not? If the halacha is that a Shalmei Chayva has the chayv to make a smicha, and you're allowed to bring this carbon today, it's a Shalmei Chagiga, you're allowed to bring it today on Yomtif, so why can't you make the smicha today? Like, if the carbon needs smicha, and you're allowed to bring the carbon on Yomtif, you should be allowed to make a smicha also. So since Beis Shammai says nothing doing, you're not allowed to make a smicha, it's a raya, Beis Shammai holds that a Shalmei Chayva does not need a smicha. In other words, when does the Torah say to make a smicha? Only on a nedava. Something that's not a chayv. A regular shlomim, when you want to bring your own free will, the Torah says make a smicha. Mashenke in the shlomim of a carbon yontif, a Shalmei Chagiga, the Torah says to bring it, there the Torah doesn't say to bring make a smicha. So according to Beis Shammai Shitra is, you don't learn out by yourself a chayv from a nedava. So therefore, Beis Shammai now Mishnah says that the Shalmei Chagiga, you can't make the smicha on Yom Tov. So therefore, this Tana is very good. This Tana says, how do we know that the korban oilam that was brought by Teres Achayv on the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on the Shemini Shalimei Meluyim, Aaron HaKohen had to bring it? How do we know it needs smicha? This Tana says we need a Feresh Pasuk. I need a special Pasuk for it. The Pasuk got to say, V'yasa Kimishma. I'm learning out that this Chayv has the same Malach like other Nadavis. Mashma, without this pasuk, I would say no. This carbon oilas chayva does not need a smicha. Where does the Torah say to make a smicha? On an oilas nedava. But an oilu that's a chayv, you don't have to make a smicha. Only here, this special carbon oil here, it needs a smicha, because this pasuk speaks out and says, Vayasa kemishmat. So according to this Tana goes according to Beis Shammai. That Beis Shammai says, you do not learn out shalmei chayva from a shalmei nedava. The same way, you don't learn out an oilas chayva from an oilas nedava. Like the Mar says, Amalach Yamalach Mani Beshamahi, the Leigamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava, don't learn out in Svara one from the other. Because the Beis Hillel, if this Tana would be going like Beis Hillel, Kivon the Gamri Shalmei Chayva Mishalmei Nedava, since Beis Hillel says now Mishnah, yes, you're allowed to bring the Shalmei Chagiga today on Yom Tov, and you're also allowed to make the Smicha today. Why can you make the Smicha today? Because Beis Hillel holds that a Shalmei Chayva also needs Smicha. Even though the Torah only says the Indian of Smicha by Shalmei Nedava. So how does Beis Hillel say to know, how does he know to say that even a Shalmei Chayva needs a Smicha? You have to say it in Svara. He says they're both Korban Shlomims, so once the Torah said one Korban Shlom needs a Smicha, it's a Svara all the Korban Shlomims need a Smicha. So according to Beis Hillel here also then, you would not have to have a new pasuk to tell me a Oila that you bring for Chayv needs a Smicha. Like once the Torah already said, Oilas Nedava needs a smicha. So once I know the Torah wants a carbon oil to have a smicha done to it, so in Svara I would say, Oilas Chayv also needs a smicha to it. Just like Beis Hillel says, a Shalmei Chayv needs a smicha, how do we know? It's a Svara. The Torah said of a Shalmei Nedava, so a Shalmei Chayv is the same type of a carbon, so most probably it also has the same halacha, you also need a smicha. So then the same thing should go by Oiler also. So why does this Torah say for this Oilas Chayv? I need a special pasuk to tell me this carbon oila needs a smicha. Let me learn it out in Svara. That's what Yitzchak is saying. This Tana goes according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai does not learn out in Svara a carbon chayva from a carbon adova. Just like Shalmei Chayva does not need a smicha according to Beis Shammai. So it's very good. An oilas chayva also does not need a smicha. Here, by the Shibi made by Yishmoni made Meluyim, the eighth day, the reason why Aaron had to make a smicha, because you have a special pasuk. Since he's learning out Shalmei Chayva from Shalmei Nedava is Oilas Chayva Nami Loiti Boi Kro. Oilas Chayva should also not need a pasuk. The Gamri Mi Oilas Nedava. Let's learn out Oilas Chayva from Oilas Nedava. So you should not have to have a pasuk. So therefore, this Tana does not come out good like Beis Hillel. So Mar says Umimai. No, who said that? Who said that Shat in Beis Hillel and Shalmei Nedava Mishnah? Umimai, who told you? Did Beis Hillel holds Shalmei Chayva Mishalman Adava Gamri. True Beis Silla holds in the Mishnah. A Shalmei Chagiga. You're allowed to bring with the smicha. Mashma Dis Shlomim. Needs a smicha. The question is, how does Beis Silla know to say it needs a smicha? So who told you to say learn out? A Chayva, Shalmei Chayva. From a Shalmei Adava. Dilma Me'er Las Chayva Gamri. Maybe Fakert. Maybe Beis Silla learns out from Eir Las Chayva. And the Eir Las Chayva Gufa. How do we know when Eir Las Chayva needs a smicha? Boikro. Maybe that's the way it starts off. True, the Torah says the Davos need smichas. But Beis Silla maybe also agrees, a chayva, a carbon oil, a carbon shlom, that's a chayva, I can't learn it out stam from a nedava. A nedava needs a smicha, but not a carbon oil, not a carbon chayva. So how does Beis Hillel know to say in our Mishnah that the Shalmei Chagiga, this chayv, needs a smicha? He doesn't learn it out from stam a svara, just like a Shalmei nedava needs a smicha, but maybe he learns it out from oilas chayva. Now, he learns out chayv from chayv, just like oilas, or carbon oilas chayva needs a smicha, that's how I know shlomim chayva also needs a smicha. Now, how does he know by oila gufa chayv needs a smicha? From this pasuk. Maybe Beis Silla goes at this tana. He also dashes this pasuk that says, vayakri v'esoila vayasa kemishmat. So it's a lima not only here by the yimei meluyim, the after of smicha, but it's a lima every carbon oilas chayva. Any oilas chayva, Torah says, vayasa kemishmat. The same way an oilas nedava needs a smicha, who was in oilas chayva also needs a smicha. So maybe this price even goes according to Beis Silla. Beis Silla also agrees, in svara, I don't learn out chayvais from nedavis. Nedavis, the Torah said, make a smicha. By chayvais, the Torah did not say make a smicha. I don't know to make a smicha by a shalmei chagiga or by oilas chayva. How does Beis Silla know it? Only from this pasuk. Once I have this pasuk here to say, oilas chayva needs a smicha, now Beis Silla holds, I learn out Shalmei Chayva from Oilas Chayva also. So maybe this Tana could go according to Beis Silla. Very good. So what it says now? No, because my Shino, why do you say Mishalmei Nedava Deloy Gamri? You're telling me now that Beis Silla maybe holds in Svara, I can't learn out Shalmei Chayva, the Shalmei Chagiga, from a regular Shlomo, from a Nedava. Why can't I learn it out in Svara? Shekein Mitzuyin. Because the carbon, the dove, or shlomim, you bring very often, it happens very often. That's why maybe the Torah wants you to make a smicha. But Shekein, a shalmei chayva, a once on regular, you have to bring a yomtif, a shalmei chagiga, then the Torah maybe didn't have to say to make a carbon, to make a smicha. If that's the Svara, if so, me'er les chayva nami legamri. See, if that's the Svara, how does Beis Silla know to learn out shalmei chayva from oiles chayva? In other words, the Torah only said, v'yaseh kemishvat by carbon oila. So we know a korban oilas chayva has a chiyuv to make smicha. Now, a shalmei chayva, we have no mukar. How do you know? So you want to tell me in svara, learn out shalmei chayva from oilas chayva. Mar says, no, I'll tell you, shekein kolul. I can't learn out a korban shlomim from a korban oila. You know why the Torah says by korban oila, where even if it's a chayv, you have to bring make a smicha? That's because it's kula kolul. What's a korban oila? All the meat, all the insides is burnt. The only thing that's saved is the skin. By carbon oil, you skin, take the skin off, and the rest you cut up into pieces, and everything is burnt. So since the carbon oil is so chum, you have to burn the whole animal, maybe there the Torah is set to make a smicha. Ma'ashenken, a shalmei chagiga, a shalmei chayva, how does Beis Silla know to say you need a smicha? Maybe kill on out a shalmei chayva from an oilas chayva. Says the Gemara, that's not so shver. Ask me benayu. Once you have both of them, a chayva, nor as you have an oilas chayva, and you have a shalmei nedava, so then you learn out from both of them. Learn out both together. So the kid says, good, this Tana comes out like Beis Hillel, and he learns it out from both together. From the fact the Torah says an oilas chayva, and from the fact the shalmei nedava needs a korban, needs a smicha, that's how Beis Hillel learns out from both of them to say he needed also. Yeah. Right. The Mar v'sarbi, Beis Shalmei, is the true what we're saying now that Beis Shalmei holds. That shalmei chayva levoi smicha, that a korban chagiga, you bring on yomtif. It does not need a smicha, but Tanya, we learned like this. Omer Reb Yosi, lo nechluku b'shamah b'sil al ha-smicha atzmosh esorach. Everybody holds you have to make a smicha, even on the shalmei chagiga, even on the shalmei chayva. Al man nechluku, where's the machlokes? Al tekev l'smicha shchita. If there's such a locha that you have to do the smicha right before the shchita. She b'shamah, yom b'shamah holds, and it's sorach, you don't have to. You don't have to make the smicha right before the shchita. So therefore, you're allowed to make the smicha, put your two hands, your whole body on top of the animal, erev yomtiv. And then on Yom Tov, you make the Shechita for the Shalom Chagiga. Now, the Shalom Chagiga, the Gemara Darshins, has to be done on Yom Tov itself. That you can't do Erev Yom Tov. So, according to Beshami, very good. Beshami holds Smicha does not need take of the Shechita. You don't have to make the Smicha right before the Shechita. So, therefore, Beshami holds you're allowed to do the Smicha Erev Yom Tov. And the Shechita you do on Yom Tov. That's Beshami Shechita. Mashiach Rabbi Silo, I mean, Rabbi Silo says, Tzorachu, no, the mitzvah smicha is take of the smicha shchita. Right after smicha shchita. Therefore, since the shchita has to be done on Yom Tov, you have a right to do the smicha on Yom Tov also. So according to this Tanya, you see, Beishami also agrees that a shalom echoiva needs a smicha. The only machlokes is to do it erev Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, who the Yom Kiyar Tana, that we learned before, no, that Beishami says you do not need smicha altogether, goes like another Tana. The Tanya we learned. Om Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Loinech l'ku beishama beisilul al teikel l'smicha shchita. Shetzorach. Everybody holds that whenever you do need a smicha, the smicha has to be done right before the shchita. The klal is take off l'smicha shchita. Right after a smicha, you have to do the shchita. Everybody holds. Even beishama agrees to that. Aman nech l'ku. So what is the machlokes now? Mishnah. Ala smicha atzma. On the smicha itself. On the shalmei chayva. On the Shalom Chagiga that you bring on Yom Tov, there's a choif to bring it today. Shebeshama Yomrim ain't a tzorach. Beshama says you don't need a smicha. There's no place to turn it out from. The Torah only says Shalma Nedava needs a smicha. The Torah says Oilas Nedava needs a smicha. The Torah says Oilas Chayv also needs a smicha from this pasuk. But that's all. Shalmei Chayva, there's no mockum in the Torah, and Beshama does not learn out one from the other. He does learn out from Mibenayu. That's Beshama Shit. Beshama Yod, you don't need smicha together. Rufilo says yes. Sarach, I need it. Like we had before, I learn out those from Shalmei Nedava and from Erles Chayva to say that a Shalmei Chayva also needs a smicha also. Tana Rabbon, Maisa Behilul Azaken. Once happened, Behilul Azaken Shehevi Yerlosel Yazara Lisma Chaleh B'Yomtiv. That he went on Yomtiv to bring us Korban Oila or Oilas Ria. That Behilul the Mishnah says you're allowed to bring it on Yomtiv, and mainly also you can make a smicha also on Yomtiv. That's Beisilu Shita. Beishama in the Mishnah says nothing doing. Beishama holds you're not allowed to bring a korban oila on Yom Tov, even though it's Riyah. So here the Maisa was, Hillel came to the base of Migdash on Yom Tov. Is Chibru Olav Tamid Shamai Hazokit. So Tamid of Shamai came to Chepezech, like they hold you're not allowed to do it. So he said, Omruloi, Mativa Shabay Mazu. He said, Hillel Hazokin, what are you doing bringing an animal on Yom Tov now? Like they hold you're not allowed to do it. So he asked him, what are you doing? What kind of animal is this? Is Omulem Beisilu said a lie. Mishum Daki Shalom, not to make a machlekes here. And he said, Nekevi, you should know this animal is not a zocher. I'm not bringing it for korban oila, but it's a Nekeva, it's a female. I'm bringing it for korban shlomim, for shalmei chagiga. And that even by shalmei agrees you're allowed to do it. So not to make a machlekes, Hillel said, I'm doing something now that even you agree you're allowed to do. Oh, so the maisa was, Olezib cheshtom hevosei. Is Kishis love is nova, and that's happened, something happened, it kicked by its tail, Vochalem, and they went away. In other words, by kicking the tail, they couldn't tell if it was Zohar or not. Like it looked like in a cave. Trashi, Kishis love is nova, they'll have Toyson, she has swoon, she in a cave. Faisos, the cave does that. So they made the tail move a lot, so that looks like in a cave, so they thought to believe him, they thought it was only in a cave. The Yosayim that day, Govru Yodom Shevei Shammai, El Beisilul. Beishamra Tamidim a lot were there. O Bikshu Lekvoy Aloch Kamaisen. They wanted right now to make a Kviyas Aloch, is like Beishamai. That you should know you're only allowed to bring a Shalmei Chagiga on Yom Tov. But not an Erles Riyah, Korban Oila you can't bring. Ava Behoi Yisham Zokin Echad Mitamidei Shammai Azokin. There was one older person, and he even was a Talmud of Shammai Azokin. O Baba Ben Buta Shammai, that was his name. So Yedeya, he himself knew, Shalach ke Beisilul, that really the Lach is like Beisilul, that you are allowed to bring an Oilas Riyah on Yom Tov. You could bring, according to Ullah. According to Yoram Andiyam, you could even bring a Shalmei Nedun Adav also. The Kolpon, Oilas Riyah, you're allowed to bring. Now, Visholach, so this Rebaba Ben Buta, Sholach sent, the heavy cold Tzoyin Kedesh Bishlein. He went and collected all the special sheep from Kedir. Shrashim Ulin Hoyu. They were very special, very special sheep. The Midam Biazorah, and he brought it into the Azorah. The Yomer, and he said, Komi Sheroitza Lismach Yomer Biyismach. Whoever wants to make a Maisa Smicha, come right now and do it. In other words, I'm saying clearly the Lach was like Beis Hillel. You're allowed to make a Smicha on Yom Tov. The Yosi Yoim, and that day, Govru Yodim Shom Beis Tillel's hand became stronger, the Kovu Alocha Kamoisin, and Chazal, the Rabbanim them, will Kaveh the Lecha Beis Tillel. Nobody argued anything. Everybody kept quiet, and they were masking malacha should be like Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to make a smicher on Yom Tov, and you're allowed to bring a shalmi hagiga, and an erles riya could be brought on Yom Tov. Shuv mice, another mice happened, but Talmud echad mitamid Beis Hillel. A Talmud of Beis Hillel's Talmud. Shehevi yolos lazara. He also brought a carbon erles riya. He brought it on Yom Tov to the Azara. Lismachale, and make a smicher also. He held like Beis Hillel. You're allowed to bring the carbon oilas riyah, the chayiv, to bring on Yom Tov. You're allowed to bring it on Yom Tov. You're allowed to make a smicha. Now, Motso Talmud Echa Metamidi Beis Shammai. One of Beis Shammai's Talmidim found him. Omalos, the Talmud said to this, to Talmud Beis Hillel, Mazel smicha, what are you doing here? Like, we hold it on to make a smicha on Yom Tov. Omalos, he answered back, Mazel shtika, like, why don't you keep quiet? Mind your own business. Ishasku ben Azifa, so he kept quiet ben Azifa, Mashmi gave him like a klala, he, Rashi Sosu ben Azifa begorum. Like he yelled back to him, no, like give him a less saying. V'holochle, and then he went away. So Abaye says, Hilkach, we learn out, Ha'atzumim Rabbonin, Atzumim Rabbonin, Talmud Chochem, the Omar Le Chavre Milsa, if someone tells you something, Le Lehedel Le Milsa Tve, Mimai the Om Le Chavre, don't answer back anything more than what he said to you. Diu Yomer, he said, Lei Mazu Smicha. What is the Smicha? Komahada Lei Mazu Shtika. No, advice that he had a right to answer back. But he didn't answer back with a long Arichis, like, don't bother me, go away, Gansa Megillah. You said to me three words, I'll say back to you three words. You said to me, Mazu Smicha, I'll say back to you, Mazu Shtika, be quiet. In other words, don't say more than the person said to you. Hamash, up that much though, you are allowed to say. Yeah. All right, stop here.